Many thousands of babies around the world have avoided blindness thanks to the research of the scientist who's just received the 2012 International PISA Vision Award, a prestigious prize honouring extraordinary work to prevent blindness. Professor Claire Gilbert of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine recognised the importance of a leading but treatable cause of blindness in premature babies. She and her colleagues developed a method of training volunteers to spot curable forms of blindness among children in their communities. She explained to me how she first discovered the huge potential for saving sight among the world's children.
First of all, I'm a fully qualified ophthalmologist. I did that for 10 years. Then I went to Sierra Leone to take part in one of the early trials of ivermectin for river blindness. And that really is what persuaded me that I wanted to do public health interventions in developing countries to try and prevent blindness or to restore sight. Following on from that, I was appointed to the Institute of Ophthalmology, Department of Preventive Ophthalmology, with the remit of exploring the different pattern of causes of blindness in children in low and middle income countries. So the first thing that we did was to work with the World Health Organization to develop a new classification system. I visited about 20 countries in Latin America, Asia and Africa to examine children who were blind. And what became very clear was that blindness in children is much more common in low-income countries and that the pattern of causes is very different. What was a big surprise to everybody was that a condition called retinopathy of prematurity was described by us for the first time as being a very important cause in middle-income countries, so that's in Latin America and Eastern Europe. So knowing what the major avoidable causes are, that's what has subsequently governed the epidemiological operation and policy research that I've subsequently done.
And this classification system that you brought about has also been adopted by the World Health Organization, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And what's very pleasing, I was recently reviewing the literature, and what I found was a big change, and that virtually all the studies that are being done now use this same standard classification, which was not the case 10 years ago.
And your work has also stretched across to Asia as well as Latin America. You've done projects in Bangladesh looking at cataracts, is that correct?
Yes. I was working with Dr. Muhid, who did his PhD with me, and he devised and refined a method called the key informant method, which is training local volunteers to go back into their community and identify children who are blind. And he did this in all 64 districts across the country and identified nearly 2,000 children who are blind. And from that, he was able to work out the prevalence of blindness in children and the causes. And to our surprise and delight, really, what we found was that blindness from vitamin A deficiency has become much less common in Bangladesh, which meant that cataract was then the most important cause. And having the prevalence data and the causes data, we were able to estimate that there were about 40,000 children who are blind in Bangladesh, and about 12,000 of them were blind from unoperated cataract. And then this led to a big national campaign, which was supported by Sight Savers and Orbis and other organisations, which led to the development of 8 tertiary level child eye care centres. Nearly 35,000 blind children were identified, and 24,500 cataract operations were performed on children over a 5-year period.
You are advisor to the international NGO Sight Savers, and what kind of work have you done within that?
Since 1995 until earlier this year, I was their clinical advisor, which meant giving input on technical matters in relation to eye diseases and equipment and so on for treatment, but also giving input to programme development and evaluations and representing the organisation at different conferences and different fora. Since earlier this year, I've slightly changed my role and I'm now their research advisor for eye health. So I'm working with them now, focusing more on that evidence gathering aspect of their work.
How do you go forward from such recognition? I understand you're involved in a project based in Tanzania.
Yes, you're absolutely right. A lot of the interventions to prevent blindness in children we know work. For example, measles immunisation, giving children high-dose vitamin A, trying to prevent the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases from mother to the baby's eyes at birth. These are all evidence-based interventions. The challenge is getting them implemented and integrated more into services for children generally, so that the eye health of children becomes part of the general care provided by those services. So we're currently working in Tanzania with the Muhas University in Dar es Salaam and with the Ministry of Health and with social scientists to do a sort of fact-finding. And then we hope to work with WHO Afro Office to integrate materials for child eye health into the general integrated management of childhood illness package. And then we plan to evaluate how well this works and how well the nurses and the clinical officers can actually implement these additional activities that are needed to prevent children from becoming blind, or so that they identify children who've got cataract, for example, and they know that that should be treated as an emergency and refer the child for cataract surgery.
Professor Claire Gilbert of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, winner of the Lighthouse International PISA Vision Award for 2012. For Audio News, I'm Sarah Maxwell.